failure with honor programming. What this means is that we are stuck and we fail and we feel pretty good about it. There are some very direct ways that we do this, and there are some very indirect, insidious ways that we do this. When you fail with honor, it means, well, I didn't succeed, but I feel pretty good about it. One of the easiest places to catch it lies with the word try. So we all know that famous Star Wars line where Yoda says, "No, there is no try, just do." That's okay, that's kind of a funny part of our pop culture. But what does it mean to not try and to do? Many of my clients sit in my office and say, "Oh, Bill, I'm trying so hard to change. I'm trying so hard." And as you sit here and listen to this paragraph I'm about to tell you, and you go, "Hey, wait a second, I'm that guy. I'm that girl. I'm trying to change. How can the word try, when I'm really trying, be a failure with honor program?" And it's this. I want you to put your pen down. I want you to look at something in your field of vision, and I want you to try and pick it up. So put your pen down and try and pick it up. No. I didn't say pick it up. I said try to pick it up. No, you picked it up again. Put it back down. I want you to try and pick it up. And if you're really doing what I'm asking you to do, it feels pretty silly. You're hovering over the pen. Your fingers might be very close to the pen. They might be far away. You might be sitting there looking disinterestedly at the pen. But trying to do something is a code for your brain to say, "Oh, I'm not going to do it now." And this works in conjunction with a future program we're going to discuss, the Not Now program. As long as I'm trying to do something, it feels good for most of you, but it's not success. And so when you follow Yoda, you pick up the pen. Then the verb you use is not, "I'm trying, I'm going to." It's, "I'm picking the pen up. I picked the pen up. Oh, I dropped it. I picked it up again. I dropped it. I'm picking the pen up. The pen is mine. This thing is mine. I don't care how much I struggle to get to it." When you try to get to it, when you say, "Probably I'll get to it," when you say, "Maybe I'll get it," when you say, "Well, sometimes I can get it and other times I can't," all of these are tinged with this feeling that, the sentiment that, "I'm failing at what I'm programming, but I'm okay with it because I'm trying, because I'm focused on it, because I'm moving in that direction, because half of me does and half of me doesn't, part of me does, part of me doesn't." These are all failure with honor programs. And I want you to really get into your failure with honor programs to help you figure out how to strengthen your language and strengthen your intention. And you'll discover it will all begin to happen when you reverse these programs and we add the new tools that's going to allow you to wake up tomorrow morning and just take off like a rocket ship. These are programs.